Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey friends, have you noticed that no matter how much yoga we do, we may still struggle in our intimate relationships? My husband and I have a great relationship, but we are not relationship coaches. And we know that yoga can and does help, but at a certain point, you need more relational support from a relationship specialist. If you're going through some kind of challenge right now in your relationships, my friend Jason Gaddis at the Relationship School can help. Jason's team will pair you up with a skilled relationship coach. And within 48 hours, you'll be getting private one-on-one support on whatever you're going through relationally. And right now, for my listeners only, Jason is offering half off 1 month of relationship coaching. Head over to relationshipschool.com/Laura to get the deal and watch your relationships improve. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a lit yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Monday Motivation. Today's motivation is a real simple tip for finding more success in your life. I was looking at a Lululemon bag that I had had from many years back where they would put all these wonderful quotes on there. And one of them was something to the degree that successful people don't say, I can't or I won't, but they say, I will. And I thought about that and I thought, what does that entail? And then I looked up some things about success, and it does seem to be a big differentiator. And I thought about my own success in professionally and personally and people that I know. And I really do believe there is this ability and practice of saying, I will. And success is defined first as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And we can be successful in many arenas. So this can be your success in your personal life, your professional life. And to help you, I came up with an acronym, which I haven't done in a while. And so I also have this on my yoga mat. On one side of my yoga mat, my lit yoga mat, I have I can. And on the opposite side, I have I will. Because this is a very positive action statement. It's not like I might, or I can't, or I'm not, I could. It's I will. And there's something very powerful when we tap into a mantra, a saying, and we believe it. We actually kind of encode it in our brain, in our behavior, in our actions. And then that can infuse all of the choices we make. So here is the acronym for will, for the I will. So first, W, willingness. Often the easiest way to be different and successful is to do what other people are unwilling to do. So you can, in your professional life, for instance, choose something that other people just won't do. And it can be a simple thing. It could be a small thing. But when you do that thing, you will differentiate yourself from the rest of the group by just being willing to step up to do whatever. And this made me think of my dear friend who is a CEO of a company, and she has been a CEO of a variety of companies. She's very, very successful. And she told me a story when she was a CEO of a company a while back that she would go into the flagship store and she would, it was for lingerie, and she would go around and she would go underneath the hanging racks and pick up things on the floor or sort lingerie or sort the underwear, the undergarments, just like a person, a salesperson would. And she said, I wanted to show that I was willing to do whatever it takes to be successful and nothing is beneath me. And I remembered that when I was starting in my yoga studio, I was willing to do whatever. I would scrub the floors if I have to, take out the trash, answer phones. I would mop the floor between classes. And I remember one time my husband actually kind of embarrassed me. I had a huge class and it was very, I mean, pools of sweat all over. And there was going to be another class afterward. And it was a very busy weekend day. And I knew the front desk person was going to be busy checking in people, which was an extremely valuable place for her to be. And I just grabbed a mop and I went in there and he was waiting for me. And he's like, Laura, you shouldn't be doing that. And I looked at him and I was like, absolutely, I should. And he later apologized. He's like, oh, okay. But, you know, like you just, you know, taught a class and held space for people and talked to people after class. But the point was that I was willing to do whatever to have my studio be successful, to have people be welcomed by someone, be checked in. And that person didn't also have to be wiping down the floors in between classes. I could do that. And I didn't have to have anybody else do it, the next teacher. And so I think it is really, really telling when you are willing to do any task that might seem small, that might seem beneath your pay grade, that might seem like somebody else could do it, and you step up to do it. That is a very big indicator for leadership and for being successful. So try that in your life. Be willing to do something that no one else is doing. You'll separate yourself for sure. I, improvement. So it's really shown research-wise that successful people don't expect to be perfect, but they do think they can always be better. And so I think that's a perfection, as I've talked about in other podcasts, is really a burden. It's a very heavy backpack that you're just carrying and you never can empty it because you're never actually going to reach your destination of perfection. And so in the meantime, you're weighing yourself down with expectations and that actually can be such a hindrance. So if you know that there is no perfection, but you can do better, it already makes you more positive. So reflect on your day, your work, your home life, your relationships. And think about what went well and also think about what didn't go as well so that you can practice taking that responsibility and ownership and then work hard to do better in any of those realms. Again, we're not going to be perfect, and to be that successful I will person means that you'll show up, that you will recognize when you're falling short of doing your best. And that's really, you know, that. We always say that to our kids. I don't care what you know, what grade you get, or I don't care if you score a lot of points. I want you to do your best. There's really something to that. There's something to this, like, free yourself of the burden of trying to do everything so perfectly because you won't get there, but also take ownership and responsibility and reflect on the things that you could do better. So try doing that. Think about what in your life could you improve on? And it could be like you've had a month, a year of just not being your best self in any realm. It's never too late to start to reflect and take ownership and to be more successful. L, longevity. Again, it's shown that there are many people who are successful who are not the most talented. But what they do is they work hard. They separate themselves by working the hardest. And I remember Madonna said this one time, and it really stuck with me. Like, she's obviously super successful. And she said, I'm not the most talented. I'm not the best dancer. I'm not the best singer. I'm not the best looking, but I work harder than anyone else. And I think there is something so true about that. And so work hard for the long run. Have that feeling of longevity. Like you're not just going to do as much as you can and then burn out, but really, really take care of yourself so that you can work hard. And of course, I'll tell you to take care of yourself by moving well, sleeping well, eating well, all those things that will give you the longevity, because effort and persistence can be huge, massive stepping stones for success. And recognize when you see a successful person in any light, whether it's parenting or, you know, business, they have worked to get to the place they are. None of those things come easy. You have to develop skills. You have to develop skills for being a parent. You have to be willing to investigate how you're doing as that. You have to do that as an entrepreneur. When you're working hard and you're trying to, you know, go up, climb whatever ladder it is in the work field, you have to work hard and have put in that effort and do it for a long time. As I said, there is no overnight success, and that's really true. So be patient too. Don't expect things just to come your way. One of my wonderful Lit ambassadors said in a meeting, and I thought this was so wonderful, she said, I have relaxed my expectations and realized it's going to take time to, you know, get more people coming to a class. And by relaxing, I've actually improved in getting people there because I have this passion and I'm in it for the long run and I'm showing up and doing the hard work. But I'm also not expecting that I'm going to get from A to Z without these transitions, you know, people coming and going, then people sticking. And she said her classes are bigger and she's getting all these opportunities. So it's really having that stick-to-itness, that longevity. And then the final letter, L, to finish off our will, is listen. Being successful often comes from listening to others. And we know that really good, active listening, there has a humility to it and a lack of arrogance. And that's really felt by everybody. And when you truly listen to others for ideas, insights, feedback, and that could be in relationships or in work, you are doing that practice of I will. You are saying like, I don't have it all right now and I'm willing to improve, to listen. And listening is such a needed skill. None of us probably do it 100% of the time well. But if we come back to that, if we think, here's one of these four steps, listen. Listen to how others have succeeded. Listen to how others have not succeeded. And then listen to your inner voice that keeps telling you, I will, I will, I will. Keep showing up, my friends, and know that all of us can be more successful in the many realms of our life. And in doing that, we're better humans, and we need more humans that are better in this world. So keep showing up with that, I will. And know that I'm pulling for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.